This is the Hoosier Ag Today Thursday podcast. I'm Andy Eubank on the 29th of August, 2024. The HAT podcast brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. FFBT.com is their website to learn more. Stop by your local branch, too. C.J. Miller and Sabrina Halverson join me on the news today. We have a West Central Indiana crop update and new technology that lets corn and soybeans communicate stress to the farmer. Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin says the humidity continues before some change in the outlook during the weekend. And yesterday, corn and beans sold off. We'll have analysis with Tom Fritz joining us on the Hoosier Ag Today Thursday podcast.
At First Farmers Bank and Trust, agriculture has been a cornerstone of our business for more than 135 years. Our personal relationships within the ag community run deep for multiple generations. If you're looking for a financial partner that knows, understands, and supports agriculture, we want to hear from you. Let's grow success together. Visit us online at ffbt.com or visit any of our branches to meet an ag expert in your area. First Farmers Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey, this is Brian Schrader,
Carl Jorn,
and Ben Jacob.
And we're the hosts of the Indiana Pioneer Agronomy Podcast. Each episode, we cover up-to-date field and crop conditions for growers throughout the state of Indiana. Talk to guests about the latest pests, diseases, agronomic technologies, and much more. You can find new episodes weekly on your preferred podcast platform.
A crop update from West Central Indiana and new technology that lets farmers know of crop stress before you can see it. I'm C.J. Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today. Well, corn and soybean crops across West Central Indiana continue to look very good. With another round of rain, it could be the perfect ending to the season. Andy Eubank joins us now with a Channel Seeds growing season update.
Thank you, CJ. Eric Warnoff, a field sales representative at Channel Seeds covering West Central Indiana, says early Wednesday morning storms didn't produce that inch of rain that he would like.
No, according to my climate field view, I've got fields mapped from Lafayette towards Attica all the way down towards Vetersburg and down towards Danville, Indiana. And a couple tents is all I saw. Just west and maybe a little bit around the Lafayette area, but at points south, it was very sporadic, more of a fireworks show of some lightning through the middle of the night and not much precipitation from that.
The crops look pretty good in Warnoff's territory, but late tar spot that has come in even after fields were sprayed after tassel could be a concern.
The fortunate thing for us, I think we're far enough ahead in most cases. We're close enough to black layer where this disease is going to maybe limit standability, but it's not going to be a detriment to a big yield loss. Now, some of the areas that sprayed too early, where tar spots coming in, you know, a half milk line or so, those are some fields that are at risk, and I think a lot of those growers need to be paying attention to those fields.
And he says the soybean crop looks really, really good.
Pod set's been good. You know, a lot of high management fields had their, you know, fungicide and insecticide treatments there. At R1, R2, R3 range, looking good, podding well. I think the bean crop can be pretty stable. You start to see a little bit of sudden death.
Warnoff's number one message going into harvest is stay safe. Hear more of those timely thoughts in the full HAT and Channel Seeds growing season update at HoosierAgToday.com and our free app. I'm Andy Eubank.
Time is running out to earn more for your acres. The Soil and Water Outcomes Fund pays farmers to begin or expand on-farm conservation, like reduced tillage and cover crops. Last year, they paid farmers an average of $33 an acre. They offer one-year contracts, and 50% is paid prior to verification. Get paid to reduce erosion, improve your soil health, and more. Hurry to their website to request a payment estimate, theoutcomesfund.com. That's theoutcomesfund.com. There's a company based in California that has developed new technology that allows corn and soybean plants to give off signals to let farmers know about crop stresses long before you can actually see those stresses on the plant. Sabrina Halverson has more.
The technology is from the ag tech company Innerplant, which creates crops that emit specific optical signals when they're under stress from pathogen attacks like fungal infections. Vice President of Communications for Innerplant, Sean Yokomizo, says those signals are visible from satellites weeks before the stress is visible to the human eye at field level.
We work with the genetics, so plants have an immune response just like humans, and when they're attacked or under stress, they react at the genetic level, at the molecular level. So those sites where they react are mapped, and we track to those sites and insert another piece of DNA so that when the plant is reacting to a specific stress, it creates a fluorescent protein, which is detectable from as far away as space. The cool thing about that is it's very early because it's tied to the plant's immune response. So within 24 hours of infection or stress, it begins to emit the signal, and that is 4 to 6 weeks before it would be detectable in the field.
Agronomists can use that data to treat the individual plant that's under stress, which means only treating the plants that need it, catching problems very early, and using less chemicals in precise treatments. Yokomizo says the technology can collect a lot of data, but the farmer won't have to weed through a lot of unneeded information to get the data they need.
We've designed this system to be very straightforward. It's contained in a seed. Farmers know how to work seeds. They plant them, they grow them, and then we provide the recommendation based on the signal. So it's a sprayer. You got fungus in your field, you don't have fungus in your field. There's an awful lot of data going on behind the scenes, but providing the farmer with a usable, simple tool that's indicative of early action. So it's also a signal that doesn't rely on, oh, we're collecting this index that is showing your field is under stress from fungus right now, but there's nothing you can do about it because it's too late, but for next year. So your house is on fire is a great thing to know, but wouldn't it be better to know, like, hey, there's smoke coming from your kitchen, you should do something about it now. That's the loop that we're trying to close for farmers, is give them actionable information that's early enough so they can take that action and preserve their yields before they're impacted.
You can see samples of what the satellites see on the Innerplant website. We've put a link on ours, HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Sabrina Halverson.
And I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Every farming operation has a story with a past, present, and future. Farm Credit Mid-America wants to get to know your farm story because we're a lending cooperative owned by farmers. And that's why we offer a range of loans and services designed to help farmers grow and prosper. Because we know why no one knows a farmer like a farmer does. Learn more about Farm Credit Mid-America and some of our farmers' stories at FCMA.com. Loan subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
The Midwest Weed Control Field Day is coming to Purdue's Miggs Horticulture Research Farm on Wednesday, September 11th in Lafayette, Indiana. Hear from experts on weeding tools of all scales. Watch field demos and make connections with other farmers, companies, and suppliers. For more information about the Midwest Mechanical Weed Control Field Day, call Crystal at 217-840-2128 or visit online and search Midwest Mechanical at thelandconnection.org. That's thelandconnection.org for the Midwest Weed Control Field Day.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Still looking at a very humid setup here for your Thursday. Honestly, we're going to stay rather humid through the end of the week tomorrow as well. Little bit of a change in our forecast here, and that really comes down to what we're going to see happen with a frontal boundary passage tomorrow. We had been looking at that front trying to come through pretty easy peasy. Friday, it sweeps through Friday late afternoon, evening, and we're done by Saturday morning, getting the Labor Day weekend off to a good start. Well, not so fast is what I'm saying here right now. I think that we're going to end up with this front stalling or slowing a little bit as it comes through Indiana later tomorrow. Let's start with the close in first. For your Thursday, we're still very humid. We have instability out there. We can see pop-up showers and thunderstorms. Do I think we see a lot of them today? I don't. I think we are going to be seeing a less activity than maybe what we've seen the past 24 to 36 hours or so. But still, we have the chance for it today. Frontal boundary starts to move in tomorrow. We'll see a shower and thunderstorm activation along and ahead of that. And then we see that front continue to work through overnight tomorrow night. By the time we wake up Saturday morning, that front will have slowed. I think we see additional moisture linger over southern Indiana, I-70 southward through the day Saturday. And we finally clear out everywhere on Sunday. Now, to be clear, as soon as the front gets through an area, we will see humidity values drop and we get sunshine to try and come back. So I think Saturday in northern Indiana, we could actually turn out fairly nice, whereas there's still moisture lingering in southern Indiana. But we'll see. We'll see how this front really works. Everybody dries down and gets the lower humidity values for Sunday. And Monday looks downright pleasant with temperatures in a very nice range, upper 70s to low 80s. Humidity values quite low. We keep that dry forecast through Tuesday, Wednesday, and early Thursday as we see humidity values creep up Wednesday afternoon and Thursday. But we are keeping moisture out until late in the week. Friday the 6th, we've got another cool front that wants to come through. Scattered showers giving anywhere from a quarter to three quarters of an inch. Coverage will be about 60% of the Hoosier State. Behind that front, it gets interesting. A couple of computer models are trying to talk about cold air all of a sudden racing in out of Canada. I'm not ready to say that yet. If you recall, you bounced back about a week or so. We were talking about the Labor Day holiday weekend particularly being cool, and then that cold air pulled back. I'm not seeing anything different in this round of data and thought process, so I'm going to wait and see here whether or not this cool air pulls back to the north at all. I think it's just a little too soon to see a blast the magnitude of what is being projected right now heading towards us. So I'm looking for us to pull back and probably be near to slightly below normal, but not bitterly cold and not looking at a cool air blast for that second full weekend of September, like is what's being shown in some areas. So just be aware, other forecasters may throw some things out there. We're going to wait and pull the trigger on that forecast decision until it's a few days down the road. That's a look at your forecast update. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Attention, Indiana farmers. Have you heard of the Indiana Agriculture Nutrient Alliance? We're a coalition of ag, conservation, and university partners dedicated to helping improve your profits and preserve nutrients through improved soil management. The Alliance has developed resources to share proven practices that will keep you at the forefront of better nutrient management. Go to inagnutrients.org to see why conserving soil is an idea older than dirt and something we can all dig. Corn and beans down, the wheat market goes up once again. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Wednesday Farm Market Review. The final numbers coming up. We'll begin with market analysis. I checked in with Tom Fritz at the end of trade. Tom with EFG Group. Tom, as you look around, equities and crude oil lower and corn and beans down. A lot of markets lower, some exceptions, wheat, for example, but overall kind of a negative tone. Why?
Well, I think part of it is the rebound in the dollar. You know, dollar's been under the gun here lately, and today it's got a nice bounce going. You know, as far as outside markets are concerned, equities, I think you're looking at some profit taking. Everybody's hanging their hats on the results of the stock NVIDIA. Their earnings are supposed to come out today after the close, and so I think you're seeing some profit taking in that regard. And plus, I think in the case of outside markets, whether it's equities, precious metals, crude oil, not so much. That's kind of a jerk around market. But the previously mentioned markets, they're due for some corrections. You can only keep the market up so long with smoke and mirrors. And that's just my opinion. But, they look at what's the dollar doing and blah, blah, blah. And so they go from there. Energies, the market rallies, crude rallies $4 a barrel in 3 days and then gives it all back in 2.5, 3 days. A lot of push-pull over there. You know, the Middle East tension, there's talk that OPEC may ease up on their production restrictions for the last quarter of the year. And some are saying they'd like to punish some of the non-OPEC producers for overproducing. So, but, you know, who knows? A lot of politics involved with that. So, when the crude oil market's higher, corn market was lower. So, I'm not sure there's a big-time correlation in that regard. But as far as the grain markets are concerned, we had a little bit of, we had a couple of days of short covering, and people are looking around like, is this a bottom? Is this a bottom? And no, it's just some short covering because the market gets too overloaded on one side. They're not happy with, current weather. The hot and dry is giving away to some cooler temperatures, but there's a dry bias. Not the best weather for finishing the crop. There's some scattered moisture around here in Illinois, Indiana, but it's scattered. It's not a general rain event. But as I said, temperatures are going to cool, but it's going to stay dry. So, just add it all together. To me, it's just short covering in the corn market. We've seen some short covering in the soybean market. It's like, no, you're not going to change the overall bearish outlook in just a couple of days. I think the beginning of this week, the markets reacted to, or they tried to react to some bearish news from the Pro Farmer Tour. In the case of soybeans, it's like, wow, what a yield number they came out with. And the market couldn't challenge the lows. So, here you go. You throw some bearish news at the market, and it can't react. Corn, okay, corn made new lows, but you look at the next day, absolutely zero follow-through. And, I think they took their cue from the soybean market. But long story short, we're just jerking around, trying to get a better handle on crop sizes. Demand, okay, we think the demand's trying to pick up a little bit, but it's not quite to the point where it's grabbing you by the lapels and say, look at me. The dollar, if it continues to go lower, sure, it should attract some better demand as it makes U.S. Goods a little bit more attractive in that regard. The wheat market, wheat's a follower. The European wheat market bounces in response to some short covering. You look at the Paris wheat market, it was challenging lows that they hadn't seen since, the spring earlier this year. So, they're just like our markets. We get overloaded. And, for what little reason there is, you'll see some short covering. Today, it was basically the euro was easier. And, maybe some final confirmation that they've got a crummy German wheat crop and a poor French wheat crop. So, but still, the bottom line is overseas prices continue to be dictated to by the low prices coming out of the Black Sea. And that hasn't changed in some time. And until that changes, it's my opinion, wheat prices, whether it's overseas or meaning the European wheat market or the U.S. wheat market, yeah, we could see some short covering from time to time, but are we going anywhere of any magnitude? I really doubt it.
Tom Fritz there, EFG Group in Chicago, with his market analysis. On the Hat Wednesday Market Review, the settlements from Wednesday trade. September and December corn down 2 cents, 365 and a quarter for SEP, DEES 390 and three quarters, and March goes to 409 and three quarters, a dip of almost 2 cents. November beans 9.5 lower, finishing at 977. January 994.5, down 9 cents. Up 6 on the Dease wheat, 541.5. In the meats, October live cattle 178.62, down 77, and October lean hogs down 40 cents, 81.67. Deferred contracts up though about 30 cents. I'm Andy Eubank with the Wednesday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.